This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 29th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, we're seeing warm and sunny weather. Tel Aviv basks in clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant breeze. Haifa sees similar conditions with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla from earlier today, a security source reports that Iran feels pressured by its agreement with Lebanon, raising concerns of regional escalation. Also, Times of Israel reports that the IDF warns Hamas is gearing up for potential conflict, while the U.S. disapproves of any new Israeli offensive. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes that the IDF marks 1,000 days since the start of the Israel-Hamas war with a solemn assessment. Separately, I-24 News highlights the IDF chief's remarks on reaching a strategic crossroads in the ongoing conflict. And finally, Axios provides insight into how mutual concerns over Iran facilitated the recent Israel-Lebanon agreement. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that French President Macron met Oman's Sultan Haitham bin Tariq Al Said in Paris. Visegrad 24 reported earlier today about a Latvian lawyer who was assaulted by migrants in Riga, drawing attention to security concerns in Europe. I24NEWS English shared that the IDF Chief's Forum on 1,000 Days of Combat highlights a crucial moment in the ongoing war. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Walla's report. Iran's recent agreement with Lebanon seems to be causing unease in Tehran. Israeli security sources suggest the Iranian-backed Hezbollah might escalate tensions in the region. This anxiety comes amid stalled diplomatic efforts and could impact regional stability. Turning to the Times of Israel story, the IDF has observed Hamas preparing for renewed conflict. The group is reportedly recruiting and training its elite forces. Meanwhile, the U.S. remains opposed to any new Israeli military actions, complicating peace efforts in the region. This dynamic could affect ongoing negotiations and regional security. Meanwhile, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the IDF reflects on 1,000 days of conflict with Hamas. This solemn occasion included a memorial for fallen soldiers. The IDF's assessment indicates that the conflict remains a significant challenge. The implications for both military strategy and civilian safety are profound. Connecting to I-24 News, the IDF chief's remarks about a strategic crossroads underscore the complexity of the current situation. After 1,000 days of combat, the ongoing conflict demands careful consideration of future actions. This reflects a critical period for military and diplomatic strategies. Turning to Axios, they report on the delicate negotiations leading to the Israel-Lebanon deal. The shared concern over Iran's influence expedited the agreement. This deal illustrates the intricate balance of power in the region and could pave the way for further diplomatic engagements. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the IDF will acquire hundreds of tactical radars for the north. The deal, valued at 21 million shekels, involves Israeli radar manufacturer Magos. Separately, CTEC reveals that a luxurious apartment in Tel Aviv's Akirov Towers is now on the market for $13 million. This sale reflects the high stakes in Israel's real estate sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights Ofer Ehrlich's concerns about the high-tech sector. Ehrlich warns that the industry's decline could significantly impact Israel's economy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.